Our reporter Tim Johns considers the impact that famous people could have on the mansion tax debate.
Labour have got a plan. Well, they say they have many plans, but one of them is this.
Anybody who has a property over £2 million today, they'll pay the mansion tax.
On Thursday the 23rd of October 2014 at 12:08 p.m, the Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls said this to a man called Jeremy Vine on a station called Radio 2.
We're going to uprate it to make sure that £2 million rises in line with high house prices. In the first band, between £2 million and £3 million, we're saying that for that band it will be £3,000 a year, £250 a month.
Plenty of people are in favour of this tax on the property rich to help the NHS, but many are not. Since the policy was announced, we've seen a string of people voicing their opposition to the tax. I say people, I mean celebrities. No one's quite sure whether celebrities are also people. Anyway, here's what Joan Bakewell wrote in The Telegraph.
There's just one unintended consequence of this tax which could throw me off balance. I may have to sell my house.
And that's because she owns a nice house in London, in line for the mansion tax. Then there's Griff Rhys-Jones. He's got a whopping house in London and says that if Labour win next year, he might move abroad. He's quoted as saying,
"It would mean I'd be paying the most colossal tax. I'd probably go and live abroad because I could get some massive palace which I could restore there."
Bill Oddie says he'll be abandoning the Labour vote this time round because of the mansion tax. Then there's the actress Angelina Jolie, who's thinking of buying property in London. But what with that tax?
I'm quite responsible about money. That could put me off.
The list goes on. Footballer Sol Campbell.
I see this as a tax on aspiration. Labour would be better off targeting companies rather than picking on people like me.
Oh, it's very mean to pick on the rich people with property portfolios. They'll be picking on pop star Mylene Klass next.
In London, which is where 80% of the people who are going to be paying this tax actually live, in the southeast of England, have you seen what that amount of money can get you? Often it's like a garage.
No, Mylene, it's not. Okay, have a quick look online, any old property website. Here's one. It's on the market for £1 million, East London near Stratford. This one is a 9-bed detached house. Oh, and at the end of the large garden, there is a garage. Perhaps your heart bleeds for these celebs. Or, on the contrary, maybe you were sceptical about the mansion tax, but now that people like Mylene are sticking their oar in...
You might as well just tax them on this glass of water. Look, you can't just point at things and tax them.
Well, now you're thinking, shut up. Stick your mega mansion up your fat bank account. I'm all in favour of this tax. Or, on the other hand, you may not even know who half of those celebrities are, but maybe you're cheering them on. Perhaps you're the widow who bought your London house for a modest amount and decades later, through no fault of your own, it's worth £5 million. You're terrified your modest pension won't cover the payments and you could end up losing the family home.